It's Monday, the 4th of November. And I'll declare this as officially the first day of winter. Since it's absolutely freezing. Woke this morning to ground frost all around in the park, the garden, the car, the car's windows will need a severe scraping, and the temperature's down to, well, at the moment it's 0 degrees, but obviously less than that during the night. But it's a beautiful morning. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's clear blue sky everywhere, as far as I can see. The sun's just broken the rooftops in the south. It's illuminating the trees again, yet again, from a very low angle this time. Hello. A female blackbird, not sure if it's mine or not. It's just landed in the branch just 3 feet from my nose and gave me a wee quick glance before heading off again. No panic from either side. But it is, it's a stunningly gorgeous morning. It's very cold. But there isn't, at the moment, the faintest breath of air. I'm looking up to the tiniest twig, if you like, on that 60-foot landy. And I can't even see the slightest movement at that height. It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous morning. Yes, it's cold, but oh, this is the best kind of days. Blue sky, sunshine, cold. You can always wrap up. Leaves are just falling down. One at a time, probably due to the frost during the night and then being hit by the sun's rays. They're just drip, drip, dripping down. It's lovely to watch actually, because it's just like from all different trees, small leaves, bigger leaves, and they just catch your eye as they come down. That'll be pretty constant today, I think. As that sun gets a bit higher, it'll be like leaf rain fall. Slept in this morning too. I don't know why, but the alarm that I've set for weekdays for 7 a.m. was off. I can't remember, but I'd never put it off. Well, unless I'm on holiday. So, I don't understand, but no matter. But I woke abruptly, and just at 7:10, something in my body clock told me I'd been past my time. Woke with a... Yeah, 7:10. That's only 10 minutes. No panic. It's funny how you get into routines, though, you know. And I found myself this morning chasing the routine because, yeah, getting up, you know, into the bathroom, ablutions, into the kitchen, this complete mythology of procedure in the kitchen, having your porridge by a certain time and making your coffee and then getting in the shower by a certain time. And there is no set programme for us now, but you still adhere to those. It's crazy. It's a wee bit like OCD, isn't it? You've just got to be in the shower by 7:50, not 8 o'clock, you're 10 minutes late. 10 minutes late for what? female blackie is sitting on a big fence post, and she's puffed herself up, ruffled her feathers up, keep warm. This is wonderful, all these wee leaves are just drifting away all around me. Feeling good this morning. That was a strange thing too. When I woke alertly this morning at 7:10, I actually felt much better than the normal drag myself out of bed at 7 o'clock when the alarm goes kind of feeling. I was much more alert, maybe because of that sudden start to get out of bed, but certainly kick-started me. I'm hugging my tea in me oxter, my armpit, that is. You try and keep it warm, it's very cold, and it's going off quick, as is my fingers. I do suffer from white finger, they can go white even on just a mild day, believe it or not. So this morning, thank you, Mrs. Blackbird. Felt that draft on my face as she swooped through. So mornings like this, I really have to protect my fingers, and I'm not doing that just now, so I can feel them going painfully white. To say it's beautiful. Oh goodness grief, give us a winter like this. This would be beautiful. There's a tiny wee bird in my conifer. Oh, please, slow down, you're far too fast. Is it coming down? No, it's a blue tip. Where did it go? Tiny wren-sized bird, but not a wren, and the colours. Oh, I have to get the book out again. Where did it go? I'll have to go have a look before I forget what I look like. beautiful little thing. Tiny though.